Rock Football. Homestyle Aged Care, fifth quarter.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Homestyle Aged Care, the next best thing to being at home. Check out their website, homestyleagedcare.com.au. We're nearly done from here at the Gabba, where the Cats, after leading by 32 points during the second quarter, have fallen by 9 points to the reigning premier, Brisbane Lions. The Lions improve to 3-0. Geelong are now 1-2, 10-10-70, playing 9-7-61. Around the grounds for Leopold Sport is your complete family venue. Earlier today, the Gold Coast Suns, 18-12-120, won back-to-back games at the MCG for the first time, beating Melbourne 8-14-62. St Kilda 20-15-135 by 82 points over Richmond 70-11-53. And Hawthorn remain unbeaten 4-0 before they go into their bye. So we'll get some balance in the ladder after next week, other than the missing Essendon Gold Coast game. 10-16-76 by 12 points over the Giants, 9-10-64. Good result for Geelong VFL, 13-12-90, with 17 VFL listed players, so only 6 AFL listed play today. Won by 30 points over the Northern Bullants, 9-6-60. Sean Manner, 3 goals will come into selection calculations, you would suspect. And a big game from George Stevens, the second year midfielder, with 34 disposals. The head-to-head for Breakwater Meadowland. You were looking at that, Neildy. You were looking at Bailey Smith in the midfield, Dunkley and Berry, although Smith did spend a lot of time out in the wing, and also Charlie Cameron in the matchup that he had tonight. Can you just talk us through those for Breakwater Meadowland?
Yeah, I thought Bailey Smith was one of Geelong's better players. I know they'll highlight one where he fumbled in the last quarter, but across the four quarters, he played quite well. I presume Ben's going to tell us that he would have had about mid-20 disposals, I think, and got his hand in some tackling, etc. I thought he was really good. We will remember the Jared Berry goal. In the end, I don't know if he was directly matched up to Bailey Smith, but that'll be a points decision to Bailey Smith. Just on that, I thought he's one of Geelong's better ones. The other one, O'Sheen Mullen, I thought he was terrific on Charlie Cameron. Even when there was an avalanche in that second half, particularly the third quarter where he had to defend, like Charlie Cameron's kicked one goal for the night, I think, and it was a ripping goal. But he had a number of one-on-one defensive contests that Charlie Cameron normally just, he dominates his opponent, or he can in that situation. So that, to me, O'Sheen Mullen wins that one, Kingy. So all good there for Breakwater Meadowland.
Thank you for that, Breakwater Meadowland. Have a real focus on making any steel project you're working on easy. Go and see them at 44 Leather Street in Breakwater. Benny, just some key numbers out of the night. Maybe some numbers that reflected in the end the result for the Lions, particularly in the second half. What do you got for us?
Well, Kingy, the most glaring number was the inside 50 count. We heard it off the KFC Twitter that post half time it was 39-14 against the Cats. It ended up being 67-48. But when you're conceding that many inside 50s to a side with the quality of Brisbane, you are seriously always going to struggle. It was 20-4 inside 50s in the third quarter. So like Geelong just could not get their hands on the ball. The tackle count, Geelong were +8 in the tackle count. The contested possession basically split down the middle. Uncontested possession, Brisbane were +30. And the scores from stoppages, pretty even, really. Geelong actually won that. They kicked 5-4. Brisbane kicked 3-6. So the clearances were pretty much split down the middle, and Geelong scored a couple more goals than Brisbane individually. Max Holmes had 29. Bailey Smith had 27. Only had 25, I should say. Only had 7 effective, Bailey Smith. He had 11 tackles, 5 clearances, and 8 inside 50s. It wasn't always super clean, but worked hard. Myers had 22. Bowes, something of a return to form, 19, after a couple of quiet games.
Well, that was what he had combined in the first two games.
Yeah, Zach Guthrie was good for the Cats, 18, rock solid. Lawson Humphreys looked a little tired late. No surprise there, still a young player. He was pretty good. DeConing struggled, I think it's fair to say, for most of the night, was subbed out. Dangerfield showed burst, which is, I think, what you're going to get from Patrick Dangerfield now. He's like 45 years old and played about 800 games. So he only had 9 effective disposals, certainly tried to lift the team, kicked a wonderful, he kicked 2 goals. In fact, Mullen, Neildy made mention of, Atkins had 14 possessions and to go with 14 tackles, 7 clearances. Closey, another good experience for him. He had 13 touches. Jack Henry was good again. Blitzarves probably was Geelong's better option in the ruck. He had 12 possessions and kicked 1 a goal. One. Just a couple of players who perhaps struggled a little bit on the night. We mentioned there Cameron, Ollie Dempsey, just six effective disposals. He actually only did, he didn't have an inside 50, which is unusual for Ollie Dempsey. So he's just finding the going a little tougher. Now he's a bit deeper into his career. Sides have probably worked him out a little bit. He's just going to have to work through that. But he was quiet, just six effective disposals. He started quite well. I reckon he had, Kingy, if I can quickly get it up, Ollie Dempsey, he had six possessions at quarter time. So he only had... he only had five for the remainder, remaining three quarters of this game. For the Lions, look, their stars had plenty of it. Will Ashcroft had 33. Hugh McCluggage had 30. Zorko had 28. Dunkley had 26. Lockie Neal had 20. He was reasonably well held, actually, Lockie Neal. Zach Bailey, I should say, had 19 possessions. He kicked one goal, two. Berry, 17. So all their playmakers got it. Wilmot was good off halfback, was 16. Rayner had 15. He had eight inside 50. So 10 of his 10 kicks, I should say, were inside 50s. Harris Andrews was a rock down back, and Payne also was a rock. They certainly took the honours against the likes of Shannon Neal, Ollie Henry, and Jeremy Cameron, who weren't involved really at all for the Cats.
Thank you for that, Benny. Comprehensive as always on the Kerr's Hire Statute, your local hire company since 1982. Rolls us into our Steamatic standout, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Neildy, whom is your Steamatic standout?
Well, Kingy, unfortunately, I'm going to have to go with one of the Brisbane Lions midfielders. I just thought at halftime when they came back out, their dominance around the ball and then that inside lopsided inside 50 count that Ben just mentioned. The one that I really enjoy watching this young fella play footy is Will Ashcroft. So he'll be the Steamatic standout of this evening's game, Tom.
Thank you, Newty. Much appreciated. As always, Steamatic is Australia's leading provider of specialist cleaning and disaster management services. Benny, we have the Hamlin Hanger and we have the goal of the day. Which one would you like to go with first?
We might start with the Hamlin Hanger.
Hamlin Hanger, Hamlin Homes, Hamlin Homes' new custom home in Torquay, open by appointment.
Well, it happened in the third quarter, King. There weren't too many high-flying efforts. She was pretty wet up here, wet yesterday, wet today. It did stop for a majority of tonight's game, but it was still certainly slippery. So there weren't a huge number of high-flying performances. But Zach Guthrie in the third quarter dragged down our Hamlin Hanger.
Hamlin Hanger.
Bailey with a couple of bounces on the outer wing. Wants to cut back inboard. Has a third bounce. Runs to 60. Doesn't know what to do. Top of the square. Oh, wonderful mark, Zach Guthrie. Hamlin Hanger. It was a good mark, wasn't it?
It was a good mark.
Just stretching. Yeah.
He was completely out of position, well, seemingly out of position, and was able to somehow find a way. I think he put one mid up and it ended up grabbing it. It was the ball that got out the back. It was a certain goal. So yeah, it was a fantastic mark. And he did marked another one in a similar fashion about 10 minutes later in the back pocket.
Goal of the day, thanks to Metricon. Experience more with Metricon's More Love celebration, Benny. It's on now.
Well, it was in the second. Goal of the day. Cameron up marks. In front of Lester, who's had his mark so far.
Oh. Oh,
brilliant kick by Cameron round the corner. Holmes had a fumble. He's got time to pick it up. Size them up from 50. Holmes kicks the goal. That was a ripping goal from Max Holmes. That's when things were going perfectly for the Cats. They bounced it out to a 32-point lead at one point. They scored four goals, 2-1, 2-1. Max Holmes, that was his only goal of the night, but it was a ripper from 50. And unfortunately, just fell a bit short. He ended up Geelong's leading possession. We were 29.
Thank you, Benny. Metricon's goal of the day. Celebrate 10 years of more love with 50K of added luxury for just 10K T's and C's. As always, do apply. Great goal of the day from Max Holmes. He's actually finding himself being a bit more of a goal kicker now, Max Holmes. How many coming in tonight, Benny? He'd kicked two or three already for the season?
He kicked a couple. So he's kicked three from the
first.
Sorry, kick three. That's why he's kicked four from three games.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, given that this is what his second year really is a midfielder. It's only just started. If he can become a goal-kicking midfielder, that's another string to his bow and to the team's performance.
If you find yourself with somewhere between 20 to 30 goals.
Oh, as a mid, that's outstanding.
Especially right now because they're not getting much out of Stengel.
Yeah, they're not.
And,
I mean, you just
Ollie Henry.
You'd like to see. I mean, Myers has only kicked one goal on the year.
But last year he was very similar, Benny. He didn't.
Yeah,
kick.
He was.
Last couple of years he hasn't kicked a lot of goals.
No, he does work up and back. He's a link player because he's got such a big tank. But you'd love to see him get it close to goal.
He's a connector, like Neildy.
He is a connector. Stengel's kicked.
That's exactly
kicked
right. What are you laughing at? I didn't see you in that paper, Tom. What are you laughing at?
Apparently, Neildy in the Geelong Advertiser is one of the 25 best connectors in Geelong. What are you connecting?
What are you? What's the criteria for being a connector?
Well, I didn't write the article, but I think the basis of that article was connecting Geelong to other areas of the world.
Tom, connector
is where they were going with.
We've been listening to them
now. Plumber, they do a bit of connecting.
Yeah, believe it or not, you would know, Ben, that all that sort of stuff is not really my wheelhouse of expertise. I wouldn't have thought.
Talking about the wheelhouse of expertise at age 400, Mitch Duncan is out there doing some sort of fitness arrangements with. Is that who's the other?
It's Ollie Wiltshire.
Oh, Ollie Wiltshire.
They've been going since the
thick mop on his cranium.
Essentially, since the siren went.
Yes.
And Mitch just keeps looking at his watch. That'll be counting his kilometres, and he'd be thrilled at 290-something games. But you've got to do what you've got to do. Just as King and I were saying, just because he's played 300 games doesn't mean you can't train.
No.
You've got to get going, and who knows, maybe slots in Friday night against the D's.
So he's just running into the open goals.
If not...
He's going to slot it. Well, he handled it, Ricky.
Threw it, in fact. Sort of Jack Higgins style to himself. Cats are playing Casey in the VFL 350 bounce on Friday afternoon ahead of Geelong to Melbourne.
I thought you were going to tell me that if he doesn't get any, Mitch Duncan's going to drive out to Casey.
No.
Well, yeah, he'd be
glad
that
he's supported that.
I reckon.
Check out all our audio interviews, quarter highlights at krock.com.au and also via Spotify. Just search for KROQ Football. Our next game for broadcast, the Cats and the Demons. GMHBA Stadium from 6 o'clock Friday night. It's a big night with the 100th anniversary of Ford being celebrated. One game wonder. We're working through that at the moment. Jared Griffin from the Kininya Park Stadium Trust, hoping to have Steve Hocking on and plenty to take place. Mark Corrigan as well, hopefully, after the VFL boys are in action against Casey. But that's us done and dusted from here. Cat Attack podcast during the week. Benny and I, thanks to Kurz High, we'll bring you that as well. Thanks to Sarah back at KROQ HQ.
Yeah, well done, Sarah.
Thank you to Davey Collins, who found ways to make things really good on air. It was absolutely outstanding by Davey, the way he just absolutely was able to get the effects mics happening with no windows, all that sort of stuff. So well played, Davey. Neildy, good to see you. See you Friday night.
Terrific. See you then.
Benny?
Yes, thank you, linesman, and thank you to the ball boys.
We're done, though. The Cats, unfortunately, now 1-2 following a 9-point loss to the Lions. Thanks to the jalapeno popper jaffle only at APCO Cafe 24/7. You heard it all on
KROQ Football.
KROQ Football. Homestyle aged care. Fifth quarter.